Tannehill,
the growth he's made from year one to year two, having been around a future Hall of Fame quarterback like yourself with Brady, what specifically have you seen him make the biggest leaps at in his game on film?
Well, I'd say, you know, number one, they give him a lot of responsibility at the line of scrimmage. You know, they gave him that last year, but it looks like he has more command this year in terms of changing plays or, you know, protections. I think he's done a good job of identifying, you know, problem looks and, you know, is able to get the Dolphins several times, you know, probably out of whatever play they're in. I don't know what they had called, but into a play that, you know, went to the weakness of the defense for, you know, significant gains. And so, you know, a lot of that credit needs to go to him for, you know, making those decisions. He, you know, does a good job of using all of his weapons offensively, the running game, throwing to the backs, the tight ends, the receivers, the slot receivers, the outside receivers. You know, he does a nice job of spreading the ball around, reading coverages. But I'd just say overall, you know, he's looks like he's much better at seeing the field and using all of his players in the passing game, whereas, you know, maybe last year I think there were times where it seemed like he was more, you know, locked into, you know, either one side or one guy. Now, you know, I think his vision has definitely improved, his accuracy, particularly on the outside throws. You know, they throw a lot of, you know, outs and comebacks and plays like that right on the sideline where the, you know, receiver's just kind of getting his feet down as he's going out of bounds. So, you know, good timing, accuracy throws. You know, I've seen a lot of that from Tannehill this season as well. So I think he's doing a lot of things better. I mean, plus, you know, we know he can run and he's active and mobile in the pocket. So, you know, he presents a lot of challenges for us.
Bill, when you talk about Tannehill, he's got 11 turnovers, which is 7 interceptions and 4 lost fumbles versus 7 touchdowns. Is that a danger signal? What does that indicate to you?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look at, you know, look at some of the individual plays. I don't know if you could really, you know, put all those on one player. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, I would say my experience, turnovers are usually a combination of things. You know, every once in a while, it's just, you know, a careless play by somebody handling the ball. But a lot of times, there are multiple things involved. So. I think that's a question, really, that could be better answered by, you know, the team that where those are occurring. But I would just say from the outside in that, you know, I think overall, they've done a good job offensively of, you know, utilizing all their players, attacking the defense with the running game, with the passing game, with the vertical game, with their speed, and. You know, they're a well-balanced offense that's well-coached and has a lot of good players. So that's what I see.
As far as their offensive line, Bill, you know, they've had lots of problems protecting Ryan Tannehill. I believe they've given up 26 sacks. What do you see on the offensive line and particularly at right tackle?
I think, you know, again, a couple times, you know, they've gotten into situations where they've, you know, been behind or long yardage and, you know, had to throw, and that's, you know, that's a problem for any team. But, you know, I think that overall they're a pretty solid group. You know, they've got a couple big guys, you know, like Jerry and Incognito inside. Pouncey's is, you know, good a center as we've seen. Very athletic, you know, runs and pulls like probably nobody else in the league that plays that position. You know, and Martin and Clavo have, you know, they've athletic guys that, you know, are asked to do a lot of things in their offense, not just kind of block the guy on them, but a lot of times, you know, they're running to block guys in a running game that are, you know, 3-4 yards away from them. And, you know, they make a good amount of those blocks. It's not, you know, it's not easy, you know, to find guys that are, you know, that athletic, you know, that play that position and, you know, have to handle all the things that they do. So, you know. I mean, look, everybody has plays that they'd like to have back that, you know, aren't perfect. But, I mean, I think overall those guys have, you know, given them a, you know, the offensive line's given them a, you know, solid, you know, solid level of performance.
Bill, there's a report that regarding your game with the Jets last week, there's a report that the Dolphins, on their field goal attempt against Baltimore, there was a pushing incident. They turned the video into the league. That put the referees on alert, and that led to the penalty against you guys in overtime. What do you think about that? Have you heard that? And is that a true story? Are the Dolphins responsible for your loss in any way, shape, or form?
We've moved on from the Jets game. Our focus now is on the Dolphins, and you know we're going to do everything we can to be ready to go on Sunday against them. And that's where we're at. We've moved on from all the other games this year.
As far as your receiving core and Tom Brady, we saw some early season frustration from Brady. It looks like things have settled down a little bit. Tell me about the receiving core and Brady. Is Brady still as accurate? Is he still putting the ball on the money? Are these receivers catching the ball better? Are they performing up to your standard? What do you think about the passing game right now?
Well, I think as a total football team, would include everything on this, passing game, running game, offense, defense, special teams. There's a lot of things that we can do better and we need to do better. Coaching, playing, execution, you know, we're just not as consistent as we need to be in any area of the game. And we've got to coach it better. We've got to execute it better. We just got to be more consistent all the way across the board. And I think that's where we are as a total football team. I wouldn't single out any one area more than another, but you know we're all working hard to try to improve in at each spot, and that goes for everybody, from the head coach to every player, assistant coach on the team. We're all in the same spot on that one.
Bill, I know we talked about Tannehill and the offensive line and the passing game, but the Dolphins' running game, since they've moved on from Reggie Bush with Lamar Miller and Daniel Thomas. What jumps out at you on film about that group of running backs?
How many yards those guys make after contact, how much yards they make on their own. They run well, they run hard. A lot of times they push the pile and, you know, grind out two or three extra yards, when it looks like they're really stopped, or certainly a lot of times where they've broken tackles and, you know, gone through, I'd say, relatively small holes in the line for big gains. They have good vision, good quickness. And good strength. They don't go down easy, you know, with arm tackles. And sometimes guys that don't wrap up, they just bounce off them and keep going for extra yards. So I think those guys have done a real good job running the ball both inside and outside. And I've been impressed with the running of both of them.
We'll take a final question, please.
Bill, are you guys the same old Patriots? And I mean that in a respectful way, as the team that has pretty much dominated the AFC East for the last decade. Are you guys still that team?
Well, every year is a new year, and 2013 will, you know, it'll have its own results across the board in the league, across, you know, for every team in every division. There's a lot of football left to be played. We're not even halfway through the year yet. So, you know, who knows, how anything's going to turn out. I think there's a lot of football left. There's some teams that are going to improve more than others. And that's what we hope we're going to be, is a team that will, you know, get better every day, every week. And, you know, that our best football is in front of us. That's what we're trying to do. So we'll see. There's a long way to go. I think things are a long way from being decided. You know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out in 2013. But, you know, we know it's got a big challenge this week against the Dolphins. And that's really all we're thinking about. It's just